Albert's First Flight. Story by Yifan Zhou. Pictures by Zhilong Huang. Heyin Books.
With a fish in his beak, a red-billed gull named Simon alighted near a nest, bringing the fish to a bird many times his own size, Albert an albatross. Albert sported a pair of long, long wings. His walk was more of a waddle, and he couldn't go anywhere because he couldn't fly yet. All the birds on the island laughed at his funny wings, except Simon. Simon and Albert would often play and chat together. For the places Albert couldn't get to, Simon would turn them into a story and tell him about them. Simon most loved to tell the story of the far side of the island. Albert was curious. "How I wish I could see what it is like there." Every morning at sunrise, Albert would go to a higher place to practice flying. He tried everything he could think of, but after many, many tries, he still couldn't fly. Some birds on the island said,
"Albert will never learn to fly. His wings are too heavy."
"That's too bad,"
they said.
"If he can't fly, then he can't fish. He'll starve for sure."
Albert felt very sad after he heard this. He looked at the shadow he cast on the boulder next to him. Albert hated his huge, ungainly wings. He plucked out some of his wing feathers with his beak. He tried not to cry, but it was no use. The tears streamed down his face. One day, Simon flew over to Albert's side and said excitedly,
"Hey, Albert! I found a mysterious cave on the far side of the island. Let's go check it out."
Albert really wanted to go. He readily agreed.
"Great, I'm going there, even if I have to hop."
Albert walked and walked and walked until his legs felt like jelly, but he still didn't give up and kept on going.
"Oof! Ow! Thud!"
Albert tripped, tumbling head over heels into a hole. Seeing that they couldn't reach the mysterious cave today, Simon tried to console Albert.
"Actually, flying is easy. Come on, I'll show you."
Simon flew to the top of a big rock. He spread his wings, and whoosh, he landed on the ground. Albert also climbed to the top of the rock, but soon lost his balance and fell to the ground with a resounding thump. Simon once again displayed his impressive flying skills. Albert watched intently and kept practicing again and again, but still couldn't fly. A flock of twittering red-billed gulls passed by them.
"Simon, it's going to rain. Don't waste time on Albert."
Albert watched them fly away one by one. A gust of sea wind swooped up Albert's feathers which then appeared to follow the red-billed gulls into the distance. Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, it began to rain. The rain turned into a heavy downpour. The birds of the island were terrified, scrambling to find a safe place to hide. Simon shouted, "Quick! Run for shelter! It's raining so hard!" In a panic, Albert followed Simon. But a mighty gust sent Albert tumbling over the cliff. The birds around were stunned. The wind howled fiercely. Struggling with all his might, Albert flipped and whirled and flapped his wings like crazy. Suddenly, a sense of calm enveloped him. Albert's feet stopped flailing about. The savage storm was now a force helping him to ascend. Albert was flying. He rode on the wind, climbing higher and higher. Albert rose up above the dark storm. In the blinding sunlight, he felt very small indeed in this vast new world. He spread his wings wide and began to glide downward. His little island vanished into the distance. The great wind had carried Albert far, far away. He soared over fjords. He sailed over bridges. Albert glided for a long, long time and wasn't the least bit tired. His long, long wings enabled him to fly high and swiftly and ever so gracefully. Albert covered most of the globe in his travels and saw many sights which were completely different from his little island. But throughout it all, he missed Simon and the mysterious cave. Albert flew back to his familiar little island. As he approached the far side of the island, the place that once filled him with such excitement and curiosity, he slowed down. Wow! The mysterious cave! Albert could hardly contain his excitement. A flock of red-billed gulls were playing near the entrance of the cave. Albert was thrilled to see Simon there, too. There were so many stories Albert wanted to tell him. As Albert flew over to join his friend, the warm sunshine caressed his smiling face and illuminated the beautiful far side of the island.